From the mind of a lunatic, I'm Bill Edwards, my voice of freedom. Hoo-hoo-hoo-wee. Thank you for joining me again this week. Last week, the pot got stirred with the militant conservatism episode, a couple of choice words within that copy. Left some folks a little riled, and Bad Cat, being the author of that copy last week, sent me more copy for this week just in defense of some choice words, and it is only fair that I would allow this to be aired in that defense. And it's not just in defense of Bad Cat, in defense of myself as well, because I accept, support, and defend everything stated in that episode, and in this one as well, because it is my voice of freedom. From the copy sent from Bad Cat. Political correctness. I have had a few people ask me if I thought it was appropriate for me to refer to Obama as a chimp or the Monkey King. The fear expressed by these questioners was that such speech might be considered racist by the left. To that, I say that according to the chimp and his acolytes, anyone who disagrees with his unconstitutional policies is automatically called a racist. If a person does not support illegal immigrants, he or she is also a racist. And recently, the chimp suggested in a broadcast that those who don't want free medical care for illegals are also not Christian. And one must bear in mind that if you are white and, let's say, a police officer, and you lawfully arrest a radical professor friend of the chimp's, you and your whole department are branded as stupid. But if you are a black conservative or a disabled white woman, the chimp hasn't a care in the world if his brown shirts call you racist names while beating you so badly that you need to be hospitalized. And he cares even less if his brown shirts slam you against the wall even though you can't fight and pose no threat other than being conservative. Further, in 2005, leftist hecklers threw Oreo cookies at Michael Steele. No complaint from the left. And there were more incidents of leftist racism directed against Steele than just one. When Steele ran against Cardin for the Maryland Senate seat, the leftists called him an Uncle Tom, an Oreo, a lawn jockey, step and fetch it, and other black stereotype one can think of. In 2003, Aaron McGruder, the Boondocks cartoonist, did several racist depictions of Condoleezza Rice. No complaint from the left. And McGruder wasn't the only offender. Ted Rall, a cartoonist for the Marxist publication United Press Syndicate, called Condi a house nigger. George W. Bush was constantly called a chimp, and his photograph was often published in Marxist news rags and on Marxist websites next to a chimp. Even today, all you have to do is Google GWB called a chimp, and you get page after page after page of the depictions. Or try entering Condi called a house nigger, or racist depictions of Condi, or racist attacks against Steele, and you'll find more of the same. Where I'm going with this is to make the simple point that leftists invented the PC concept, and they invented it to persecute conservatives. They use it to control your very speech, to dictate to you which words you can and cannot use, as well as what you can and cannot do. and where and when you can and cannot do it, while reserving for themselves the elitist right to be abusive of you and your fellow Americans in their own speech against conservatives, in their physical assaults on conservatives, and even in the decrees of the Department of Homeland Security that classifies all conservatives as racists, Christian zealots, and enemies of the state. Conservatives are at this very moment literally persecuted under leftist PC laws and made into third-class citizens. Myself, I refuse to live my life afraid of leftists. I refuse to allow leftists to literally control what I can say while reserving their elitist right to say any manner of insult or slander against me and my fellow Americans. I will not get on my knees to subhuman filth and offer my face for the kicking, and I will say what I please, when I please, and where I please. It pleases me to say back to the leftists every insult they would offer my fellow Americans, and to give back to the leftists every shove, every punch, and every kick they would inflict on my fellow Americans, and to do these things with prejudice against the filth that they are, and full recognition of the disrespect they deserve in return for their own vile conduct. Leftists are abusers, and abusers are not stopped by pleas, nor are they made content by submission. It pleases them to do harm, and they will always escalate their hostility because abusing others is an addiction. They get a thrill and a sense of power from hurting and degrading, and they always seek greater psychological highs by doing greater harm. Abusers are only stopped by in-your-face force. They are confounded by fearless and more powerful opposition. Of course, they will first attempt to overcome by means of furious assault. Failing that, they will play victim. Failing that, they will pretend to compromise. And failing to disarm an intended victim with that false compromise, they'll simply repeat the cycle. Now, this is unless they get their arses handed to them and made to understand that control has been taken from them permanently. In conclusion, if the words monkey and chimp are good enough for George W. Bush, they are good enough for Barack Hussein Obama. Now there's your PC, leftists. Choke on it. Bad Cat wanted to add a disclaimer at the end of this, and it states, everything I say and do that is liable to get me shot or hanged is the sole responsibility of the companions I have fallen among, and who have encouraged my poor behavior by laughing at it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Applause. Thank you, BC. Mr. Badcat, I appreciate your copy, your follow-up on the story of last week. This week's episode, Political Correctness, authored by Badcat and delivered by myself, and I support it 100%. My disclaimer? Why, I'm a lunatic. I'm Bill Edwards, my voice of freedom.